This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Prime Ministers of Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to the embattled Ukrainian capital of Kiev and met with President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday in a show of support for Ukraine, even as bombardment by the Russian military edged closer to the center of the city. Zelensky posted a video on Facebook of him sitting around a table with the leaders and some other officials, briefing them on the war's developments. He expressed gratitude for their visit, calling it a powerful testimony of support. Meanwhile, talks between Russia and Ukraine will continue Wednesday, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports. On the day when U.S. President Joe Biden signed a spending bill that includes nearly $14 billion in additional assistance to Ukraine, some top officials of his administration are crediting aid already provided by the United States with helping the Ukrainians hold off the Russian invaders. Details from VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Just before signing a government spending measure Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden said the package, which contains military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine, comes on top of the $1.2 billion in U.S. security assistance already provided to the country.
With this new security funding and the drawdown authorities in this bill, we're moving urgently to further augment the support to the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their country.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is to speak remotely to a joint session of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday and is expected to specify what types of weapons from other countries his government desires in its fight for survival. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says nearly 3 million Ukrainians have left their country since Russia's invasion nearly a month ago. In Europe's biggest refugee crisis since World War II, most fled to neighboring countries, but increasingly many are moving farther westward. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has the story from Paris.
9, 5, 7, 2,
the train from Stuttgart is pulling into the Gare de l'Est train station in northern Paris, one of several arriving daily with a new influx of Ukrainian refugees.
You want to go by yourself? Are you alone?
No, we are together.
Anastasia Stadozhitska and her mother, Maria, are speaking to Red Cross workers here who greet the new arrivals. The two women have just made a marathon journey.
We come from Kiev. The day when the TV tower was attacked, we go to Lviv. We spend, I think, a week in Lviv at our friends in safety, and then we go to Berlin, and then we go to Paris. So, well, it's a strange story, really. It's a strange picture. Just travels around the Europe because of one strange guy in the world.
The guy she's referring to is Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose forces attacked Kyiv's radio station 2 weeks ago. His invasion has created a widening humanitarian crisis. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. Senate approved a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent across the country next year, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Sunshine Protection Act was approved unanimously. That included support from Florida Republican Marco Rubio.
Pardon the pun, but this is an idea whose time has come.
Daylight saving time was first adopted as a wartime measure in 1942.
Cutting back on the sun during the fall and winter is a drain on the American people.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey says studies show clock changes back and forth affect mood and health. He points out the mood change since the switch to daylight saving time.
It's sunshine and smiles. We've only had daylight savings time so far for 2 days, but all across the country, people are out in the evening with the extra daylight.
Nearly a dozen states across the country have already standardized daylight saving time. This bill moves on to the House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Recapping our top story, the prime ministers of Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to the embattled Ukrainian capital to meet with the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, on Tuesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.